Have you heard of the efforts to make abortion legal through all 9 months in Ohio? We'll tell you all about it and how you can help fight it. Come debrief with us. Hey, I'm Maggie, your host, and I'm here with Seth and Ethan as always, and we're going to debrief pro-life outreach. Ethan, where does our outreach highlight come from this week?
This week it comes from the Kettering Abortion Mill, which we do not go to very often, but we had the opportunity to visit recently. And Molly, one of our staff members, was sidewalk counseling outside of there, and there was a young girl there, Paige, who was walking in, who came over and talked to Molly, and actually Molly was able to take her over to the Pregnancy Resource Clinic right across the street, and she got an ultrasound. And then she didn't go back to the abortion clinic. She drove home. So that was hugely encouraging. We, you know, we're hoping and praying that she doesn't go back to the abortion clinic. But Seth, what's that statistic about ultrasounds? What's the percentage of it, when they see an ultrasound, they're, I don't know.
Yeah, the reports vary a little bit, but it's like upwards of 90% of women who see the heartbeat,
right,
not just a vague heartbeat, but the heartbeat of their child inside them, choose not to have an abortion.
Yeah.
That's
so
huge.
That was hugely encouraging and really exciting, even though we may not know with certainty the outcome.
Yeah, that was very exciting. I was there that day too. That's so cool because it doesn't usually happen at the one we usually go to in Columbus.
So
I was very encouraged by that. Also by the other people who come out regularly to that abortion clinic in Kettering. That was really cool to see.
Well, that's more exciting than the other news. But the other news, Maggie, is where we are. We are not in the GoPro clause anymore.
Yes,
this is a big deal.
Good reminder.
There are no GoPros behind us, which is kind of sad, I guess.
If you're watching our videos on Instagram, you might notice there's not junk behind us. Exciting.
We left the closet for a small room.
Yes, it's a little bigger.
A slightly bigger closet.
Yes. And because it's a little bigger and doesn't have a lot of stuff in it, you may notice a little difference in the sound quality. It may be a little bit more echoey than you're used to, so
it's not just a cool effect.
Yes. We're going to be working on that, but if it's imperfect, just know that's why. Hopefully we can make it better. Yes. So our clip today is going to be from Hill. His name is Hill, the guy we were talking to, and he was, how do you call him? Signature collector.
Yeah. Circulating petitions. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For this pro-abortion amendment that is...
Yeah, it's brewing here in Ohio. It's a big deal, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think a lot of our listeners probably are familiar with what happened in Michigan last year. A lot of our staff went up there to help in Michigan at a time toward the end because they were fighting essentially the exact same thing, right, to make abortion legal in Michigan through all 9 months. People got excited, the pro-abortion groups here in Ohio, saying, hey, worked in Michigan, let's do it here in Ohio. So they're trying to do the same thing here, make abortion legal through all 9 months.
Yeah.
With a ballot initiative, meaning the people vote. This is what's striking me so much about this, Maggie. And sorry, we'll get in the clip in a moment, but before it was Roe versus Wade, nine men in robes who made abortion legal through all 9 months throughout the country.
Right.
Now we have the people voting it in. That's a lot blacker to think about. The people going to the ballot box saying, yes, I want to vote to make it legal to kill babies.
Right.
That's gross.
Yeah. And it's really sad that it's happening here in Ohio. It's not as likely to be successful like it was in Michigan, but we still need to do everything we can to stop it.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you more about how you can help later on in the episode. But for now, let's get into the clip.
Who do you work for, though? Who is the company?
It's called AMT.
AMT. I've not heard of them. I know there are a bunch of people doing this.
We're actually the biggest company to do this in the country.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How often do you go to different states to do this?
I basically spent the whole last year gone. So, but I was, like I told them when you walked away, I was mainly on political campaigns.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You mean like for individual politicians, not for like issues like this?
Or like a GOP, so like the whole state. Like I did the GOP in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And the Oregon.
Gotcha.
So, which we kind of lost Oregon. The Democrats.
Just for some context, Maggie, cause it was my clip that you were there with me that day at the library. So when we mentioned the petition, the ballot, this is phase one where they're right now gathering signatures. They need to have about 420,000 valid signatures to get this on the ballot this fall. So Hill, this guy that you and I met, was out getting signatures in front of a public library here in Columbus, Ohio. And that's why we were talking to him, because he was one of the first ones I met who was paid to do this. I had met prior to him a lot of volunteers, but he's actually paid to be out there getting signatures. And so people who are listening might be confused why he was out there. He's just gathering signatures to get this on the ballot this fall.
Right. And it was interesting because as a few of our teammates at Create Equal have noticed, the paid ones seem to be less passionate about it.
For sure.
And mm-hmm. the volunteers, of course, they're giving of their personal time, so they're the ones who care more about it.
Right.
And so that was true with this guy. It was his job, and we could tell by talking to him that he was not for abortion mm-hmm. as far as this will allow.
Yeah.
This amendment will. So hopefully some things we said to him pricked his conscience, and hopefully he will stop doing it. We can't know that for sure, but
it is so interesting what you say, though, because the volunteers have been, as you said, passionate about it, and generally speaking, of a certain age, should we say, right? Mm-hmm. So they're a little older, and they've been involved in the battle for a long time. They care about this. The young right. ones, like, yeah, when you tell them how extreme this is, they're shocked by it. Mm-hmm. Hill was not shocked enough to lay down his clipboard and stop gathering signatures that day. Certainly, right. like you said, we pray that he will stop doing it. But I think most people have no clue how extreme this is. They're just shocked by it when we explain it to them.
Yeah. Right. And I think that they're going to deny. So I went on Saturday, 2 days ago, to a Decline to Sign in Dublin where there were volunteers. And like you said, they were older ladies. But they just deny that it actually does go as far as we know it will. So that's hard for me. Like, how do you just say you're wrong?
You're wrong.
right.
Well, that's what I love about what our creative media department designed here. We have this. So if you're trying to track with us, understand the amendment. The first thing you should always do is read the amendment itself, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just hear what both sides are saying about it, but read the amendment. So we've made it easy by providing the amendment with some notes on it. So if people go to our website, which is, I'm sure I mentioned it later, but it's at volunteer.createdequal.org, they can download the amendment language with notes on it showing how radical it really is, because we don't want people to take our word for it that it's dangerous. Read it, look at what it says for yourself, and find out how radical it is. And I'm sure we'll unpack that in a moment, how bad this amendment really is. You're right. It's not just us shouting back and forth. We need actual evidence, like always. Here's why this is so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll get into later all the reasons that we know it's really bad and very extreme, more extreme than just anything that would allow for abortion. But for now, let's talk about more that was in the clip. So
yeah.
He said that he works for AMT. I'm not sure what that stands for.
I looked it up and I can't remember now.
Okay. Well, so it's the biggest company doing this. Did he say that in the clip?
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, and okay. I saw since then that the pro-abortion group, their goal is 400,000, because they need 700,000 signatures, they think, to get 420,000 valid ones, because a lot of them are tossed out. Uh-huh. Their goal is 400,000 provided by volunteers, 300,000 signatures provided by paid staff, which comes up to about $5 or $6 million to buy those 300,000 signatures. That's why they brought AMT, this largest group in the country, to Little Ohio to make this happen.
Wow. Yeah, so they're flooding cash in to get people from, he's not from Ohio.
No, he's from Florida.
Yeah, so to gather in people from all over to come help Ohio pass this totally pro-abortion thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're busing him in.
Yeah.
I think that's just so telling, right? I mean, because, so this is not merely a battle on its merits, the merits of the amendment. This is a battle about who has the most money, who can bring in people from outside to flood the campaign and buy what they want. They're literally right now buying signatures to get this on the ballot.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that, or I wouldn't have put it like that.
Well, maybe I put it incorrectly. What do you think, Ethan?
No, yeah, I think they are desperate. You're right, with the amount of money that is just flooding into this little Midwestern state that nobody really thinks about.
We're generally flyover.
Yeah.
Right.
We're kind of under the radar. Ohio? Where's Ohio? What state is that in?
Really?
What state is Ohio in? It's in Ohio. But there's a reason for that, right? I mean, so it's a predictably conservative state now. If you can flip Ohio, I mean, that speaks really well for the rest of the country.
Right.
It's not Indiana, which is that much more conservative. That probably would be really hard to flip.
Yeah.
But Ohio, you know, this would be a big deal for them.
Right.
A big domino to fall.
Here. And so you're right. There's a lot of money coming in, and they are literally buying signatures.
And we've all been on the streets for years, been doing this and going out to talk to people. Because our goal, when you said decline to sign, Maggie, for listeners, that means we go out and we just talk to people who are considering signing. We're not forcing, we're not getting between them, harassing them, or whatever, trying to stop them physically. We're merely educating them because, again, there's so much misinformation here. I mean, we'll talk in a moment, hopefully, about miscarriage and how that is just shockingly misinterpreted right now about what is going on. But we're out there trying to inform people about this, and I think that most people just have, as you said again, no clue about how dangerous this really is. So we need to educate them about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like if we're educating them about the truth, then they should be against it. Most people are against late-term abortion.
Pro-choice people are against late-term abortion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the truth is on our side. All we have to do is tell them what it actually will do.
But so Hill, you said you want to talk about the clip though, talking to Hill. So, I mean,
yeah.
Here's this guy who he's not really all sold out for abortion.
Right.
You asked him a question which shocked him. And so, yeah. I mean, I want to talk about this correctly and talk about abortion first, but there are some other implications to this amendment that shocked even him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get to that in a moment. Maybe just, can we first just justify why this is so radical, why it would apply to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy? Because that's the first big question everyone has. Like, isn't it just like common sense going back to before Roe versus Wade?
No.
I think we should need to clarify that, why it's not.
Yeah, well, so when Roe v. Wade was overturned, everything went back to the states. The abortion laws went back to how they were before Roe v. Wade. This would change the Ohio Constitution to basically no pro-life laws would be allowed, right?
It's a fundamental constitutional right,
right
to have an abortion. Yeah. Every individual, which gets to your concern in a moment that Hill was so struck by, right? But yeah, it's a fundamental constitutional right, abortion. And they always say, well, that's only until viability, which is the big question. Because the amendment, if you read the amendment, it says abortion may be prohibited after viability. What do you guys think about that?
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, the devil's in the details. May be prohibited. And if I'm even after they say that, they have another qualifier where it's like, but if in the opinion of the doctor and the pregnant person, an abortion is necessary, then you cannot stop them by any means.
Yep.
They must be able to get the abortion, which completely nullifies their point that, oh, no late-term abortions. You've left the door wide open for any reason. There's not like a list of specific reasons and instances where they might be able to get a late-term abortion. They leave it open for, you know, mental health, emotional health, all these.
That's that health word. It's so huge, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They say for life and health in the amendment, health is not physical health.
Right.
It's not just physical health, I should say.
Yeah. It's been defined as something else.
Emotional, financial, like you said. Familial. Yeah.
It's basically anything. Yeah. Any reason, that's a health reason.
It's like telling parents, like, you know, you may not kill your toddlers, but if for your health you need it, go ahead and kill your toddler. Right? That's not a protection for a toddler. That just makes you look good.
Yeah.
That's what it, but so when I told people this, I don't know what you guys have heard, but when we go to these events to decline to sign, to encourage people, hey, know this before you consider signing, people tell me, well, no one would ever want a late-term abortion anyway. It's not a big deal. Have you heard that? Like, that's what I hear. They keep saying, well, no one would ever do that. First of all, wrong.
Yeah.
We will hear people tell us they would. But secondly, it does not matter if you make it legal, open the doors for it.
Right.
That is immoral, unjust. And that tells people, hey, this is okay to do. The law is a teacher. People follow the law, generally speaking.
Yeah. It's not enough just to say people won't do it even if it's legal. If it's legal, people are going to do it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, I think it's just huge to drill home to people. There would be, if this amendment were to pass in Ohio, there would be no legal protections whatsoever for any preborn children at all stages of pregnancy.
Yeah.
And that's just shocking. It should be shocking. Mm-hmm. And I think it shocks even pro-choice people that who agree they want abortion to be legal, but only like first trimester. This sweeps every restriction away. Everything is now all fair game for abortion. So if people would actually listen to that, I think it would shock even pro-choice people and they wouldn't sign.
Including Hill. So
yeah, including Hill.
Hill was one of those people who is most people who are not okay with late-term abortion. He said himself, well, so the question I asked him that we keep referring to is, are you okay with a 12-year-old getting an abortion without the parents even knowing about it? Mm. Now, it's a different question from, are you okay with a 12-year-old getting an abortion?
Yeah.
He is okay with that. But without the parents even being notified at all, that gave him pause.
It did. So why are we referencing that, Maggie? Because it's important for us to unpack why this amendment would apply to that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't know this because when you read the amendment, they don't see the word every. This is so important, right? When it says every individual has a right to abortion, there's no qualifier whatsoever of being over 18 with parental consent. It's not like something saying the people have a right to bear arms, the people in general. This says every individual has a right to abortion, meaning of any age and no parental consent. And we will drop in the show notes a National Review article showing how this language leads to, as you said, Maggie, not just not needing parental consent, but even not even needing to inform your parents. A kid could get an abortion, parents never knowing it.
Yeah, that's shocked really Hill. Dangerous.
Yeah. It's obviously killing a baby. That's immoral and ethical sin. That's wrong. And it's also very dangerous for the 12-year-old.
Yeah. How are the parents supposed to care for their 12-year-old if they don't know this major piece of history? Well,
And it just leaves the door open for children to be preyed upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that too.
Which no one does today, right?
Oh, right. Yeah,
children are being on the chopping block today.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. I mean, we could just go down the list. There's so many that leaves the door open to anything that is sexual related.
Well, because it says, the amendment says they have this individual fundamental constitutional right, including but not limited to about five things.
Yeah.
Miscarriage care, talk about that in a minute. Abortion, and then including but not limited to means it's wide open to anything dealing with sexuality, reproduction, which could be sex change surgery. So a kid, right, 12 years old, could get a sex change surgery without parental permission, without parental notification. Are we really okay with that as a society? Again, the big problem is abortion is wrong. It's allowing abortion. But this has far sweeping ramifications that everyone should be shocked by.
Right. Yeah. Just looking farther down the road. I can't believe that legally speaking, they were able to get this language through of including but not limited to.
That means anything.
What? When do you pass a law or something like this and you just sort of just, but you could apply this to anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just have to pertain to what the text says.
Yeah.
That is shocking to me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about the miscarriage.
Okay. Yeah, please. This is huge. Like, this is just misinformation, right? I mean, have you guys, we've been there. Everyone keeps saying, okay, the first few ones I went to with the volunteers, but now with the younger ones too who are getting paid, they keep telling everyone walking up, hey, you need this because without this, women will not be able to pull dead babies out of their body. They have miscarried babies. They're stuck in there. They're going to die and they need abortion.
False.
This is just so shocking to me. I have a friend who just had a miscarriage not that long ago. She had to have a DNC to pull the dead baby out. Then I have a friend who had an ectopic pregnancy. She had to have the dead baby removed. This is not elective abortion. And they keep saying, okay, but medically it's a spontaneous abortion. Okay, fine. We are not banning procedures as such. We're banning using procedures to kill people. This is people are signing saying, I want my friend who has a miscarriage to get care and that she's being denied this. That's flatly false. In Ohio right now, every pro-life state right now with laws against abortion, you can have care through miscarriage. No one has ever opposed that. Mm-hmm. You guys bumped into this because it's really shocking to me and frustrating.
I haven't bumped into it while doing decline to sign, but I have ran into it doing normal outreach.
Mm-hmm. All the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I guess people like to say, it's just flat out wrong.
Yeah.
No, there may be doctors who are listening to this kind of fear-mongering and being indecisive about whether to provide miscarriage care. Mm. But any good doctor who looks at the laws currently on the book are going to say, oh, if a woman has a miscarriage, yes, I can provide the care needed to pull the dead baby out. I'm not going to get in trouble with the law.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I understand the fear if there are actually doctors who are not providing care. Like, people think that we have to have these laws so that doctors will give the care that they should be, even though they should be anyway. I understand the fear, but the solution is not to legalize the killing of innocents.
Right.
The solution, like, we need to work on our systems, whatever it is, educate doctors, make sure that they're taking their responsibility seriously.
Yeah.
Not legalize the killing.
Yeah, right. I mean, so you might have an institutional problem there where you have some maybe lack of education within the system of medical professionals, but that will not dictate what the law provides, right? Then you have an educational problem or a whatever problem within the system. But this is not the solution, as you've said exactly. Yeah. Right now, it is legal, always, always through miscarriage to receive care. And any doctor who does not provide, the problem is the doctor, not the law.
Not the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, surprisingly, we've actually
running out of time.
So we've already gone through several ways that the amendment is very terrible. We will put in the show notes a website, which I guess we haven't actually talked about yet on this episode yet. So the website that you can go to leave a tip. So we've talked about decline to sign a little bit. Whenever there are people out trying to get signatures, you probably have already run into someone. Especially if you're going to a library, that's where they are a lot these days. But I think they will even be going to neighborhoods and stuff later.
I think so.
So, but you very well may have already run into someone who has asked you to sign this petition or sign your name to get
signed for reproductive freedom, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, if you ever run into those, we want you to let us know where and when that happened, and then hopefully we can send someone out, like a rapid response team, to go talk to those people and try to stop people from signing or dissuade them from signing. So that website is volunteer.createdequal.org. On that website, you can leave a tip and let us know when and where that was. And then also you can sign up, make an account to get notifications when people leave tips so that you yourself can go out and talk to these people. And when you sign up and make an account, then you'll have access to a bunch of other information, training information, so that you can actually learn how to do it and get confident in in the amendment, you can print out that page that Seth was talking about with the amendment language and the red pen markings. And that is super helpful if you can read over that several times and kind of have a general idea of what the amendment says and why it is so extreme.
Yeah, print those out. Print a bunch of them, because I find the people with the clipboards, they're not giving out the full language to people. And we can say, here, take this home. Take our copy, full language with notes on it, take home and read it. People do that. Yeah. And people who are listening, I think that sometimes maybe our listeners, we make appeals a lot to come join us at Outreach. And it's hard to come to the colleges with us, things like that. But this is a really accessible, easy way to get involved. Yeah. You see people with clipboards, go talk to them for a few minutes. Take our talking points from the website, Maggie said. You don't need to be perfect in it. All you need to know is don't interfere, don't harass anyone. Don't try to stop them from getting signatures. Just go and just talk to people.
Yeah.
Tell them why this concerns you so much. As a mother, as a father, as a grandfather, or grandmother, whatever, whoever you are. Explain to them why you're so concerned about this and try to persuade them to understand what this really would do and how damaging it is.
Yeah, and there's so many points, like we've said, so many concerning things about this. Just pick one. Pick one concerning thing. You could pick any of them. But just one thing to give that person you're talking to something to think about. Give them reason to pause and not sign right now. And hopefully that means they never will. So hopefully that's enough information to get you started. We're about coming to the end of this episode. One more note, we are on YouTube now.
Woo!
So we have a few episodes up there. The first few episodes of season 3 are there now. So go check us out there. If you're a YouTube person, if you like your media to come from YouTube, we're there now. So we're at Debrief With Us. Is that our handle?
We will drop in the show notes.
Yes, we will.
We're pretty new to this.
Yeah, we'll definitely put it in the show notes. Please leave us a 5-star review also, because that will help us get the podcast in front of more people, and we want more people to know this information. So thank you for debriefing with us, and we'll see you again next week.